We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:13, cloudy start to this Friday morning, but a cloudy Friday is better than a sunny Monday, right? I think so. Earlier I said Ken Hollis, and I didn't mean to say that. It was Paul Hollis is who we talked to, and I was saying it's silly to look at his proposed bill strictly through the prism of the LaToya Cantrell recall, because he started his efforts years ago with Mike Yenny in Jefferson Parish, and he basically told them, it's like, okay, when you fail, come see me. And they were saying, what do you mean when we fail? It's like, well, you'll see, because it's almost impossible to get somebody recalled in Louisiana. Alyssa Curtis joins us now, one of the rising young stars at WWL-TV. Good morning, Alyssa. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Let me tell you this. Rock solid job on all of this. You have been all over it. We've used a lot of your stories here at WWL Radio. And I know you did a nice piece on the difference between active voters and registered voters, right?
Yes. Thank you for that.
So you did a good job on it all. What was your takeaway after reviewing some of the signatures yesterday and what you saw at the registrar's office?
Well, I have a few takeaways. I think the main one is there are still so many questions. I think also it's all a mess. We're seeing some of those signatures with the cartoon characters. We know a lot of them were duplicates. But then now the recall organizers came out yesterday right after we spoke with the registrar, and they're saying that that's not true. They're saying that they intentionally submitted some duplicates, but the numbers aren't adding up. So I think it's just getting more and more confusing.
Yeah, let me jump in if I can.
Getting more answers. Go ahead.
If I can, there, Alyssa, because there was complaint that so many were thrown out, but then it was, well, yeah, they were duplicates. We sent them in. Well, then why did you not expect those to get thrown out? I don't understand that. Am I missing something?
I think we're all missing something. Well,
okay.
The recall organizers are saying that they actually submitted 100,000 signatures, but the registrar is saying that they only submitted 67,000. So, of course, if they submitted a complete second half of duplicates, of course that second half is going to be thrown out.
Yeah,
because you already have those names in the first batch. But the recall organizer is saying, no, we should still have, you know, tens of thousands more because we submitted 100,000. So it's all confusing. And we're asking the recall organizers for them to show us those signatures so we can actually have a better, clear answer. And they're refusing, even though those are public records. So, you know, we've been trying. We're still going to try and get those so we can see them and get more answers.
What else did you take away?
It seemed kind of disorganized in the way that they dropped them off. So they dropped off that first batch. They dropped off that second batch. The registrar says that they didn't even drop the second batch off on time. So the registrar says, we didn't even have to go through that second batch. We had no obligation to. They missed the deadline, but they did it anyways. They did it, they say, as a courtesy, because they knew there was going to be so many answers that so many people were going to want to know. So they did it anyways. So they say they missed the deadline. The recall organizer said that they didn't, that they needed actually two more days. They're saying that that five-day grace period between when that first batch was dropped off and the second batch was dropped off was actually lowered to 3 days because they included a weekend. So we definitely want to get more clarity on that.
Anything else?
Well, we see there's, you know, a lot of those signatures were thrown out because of the duplicates. But there are a few other reasons, you know, those cartoon characters, of course. A lot of the pages, too, were, they had had no signature on them. They were just writing, you know, profanities on them, or either in support of the mayor or calling out the recall group, things like that, and there were no signatures. So, you know, they might have said, we turned in X of tens of thousands of pages, but some of those pages were completely blank. We've also learned that when they sent out some mailers, those pre-filled out petitions, they inputted some of that information incorrectly, or they blocked out some of the information, so like the date of birth. If you're missing some of that information, but you signed it, it's still not going to count. You need all of those different sections to be correct. So I think if they would have sent out that mailer, not pre-filled out, just said, hey, fill this out, send it back, they might have gotten more signatures than what they actually did. But some little mistakes like that could have cost them a few signatures.
And the second batch, there were really some strict guidelines on that, because they would have had to request a petition,
yes,
right? If they wanted to, in those 5 days after they turned the initial batch in, the 5 days where somebody can take their name off or add their name, the voter, whomever, the registered voter, the active voter, however you want to phrase it, and you can go into that in a second when we come back, but they would have had to have actively asked for a petition, right? And the recall people would have had to have had that request and attached it somehow to the petition?
Yes, the individual has to request their name to be added or removed. They say that didn't happen. They were just jumped in a huge batch. Only 24 people individually requested. So if some of those people just, you know, again, said, hey, this is me, that I am the active voter on this list, I want my name to be added, then again, they could have gotten more signatures included.
And that would be the 24 that were accepted, correct?
Yes, only 24 people, they say, did that, and those 24 from the second batch were accepted.
All right, stay where you are, please, because I got some more questions for you. Alyssa Curtis, WWL-TV reporter. If you got any questions about the guidelines, I mean, the recall or the guidelines, and we'll talk about active and registered voters and so forth and voting rolls. Nothing was changed despite some of the things that were said. Text me at 504-260-1870. I'll pass them along. We come back. 720, time for traffic now on WWL. We are talking to Alyssa Curtis, one of the rising young stars at WWL, WWL-TV reporter, who was just all over this recall thing from the beginning at 725. Alyssa, what did the registrar say about transparency as the votes were being counted? Because a lot of people, you know, in this day and age, if you do anything where you don't have 100 people watching you, then suddenly it's not credible. But what did she say and her assistant as far as the way they were counted, transparency, et cetera?
Yeah, so they have said that they are transparent, and the reason that they did count the second batch, even though it didn't come in on time, was because of transparency. But I actually think they have not been transparent through this process. Louisiana state law says that the records in the registrar's office are open to inspection at any time that that office is open. Now, you can also request a public records request. That may take a little bit more time because, you know, they need to look through the records. You also sometimes have to pay a fee to get them, a very small fee, but they are open to inspection. So I have asked multiple times between February 22nd, the day those signatures were dropped off, and the day before, the Friday before those signatures were taken to the governor. And they have repeatedly refused. And I pointed to state law multiple times and said, look, you are legally required to let me into the office and let me inspect those records. And they've refused. They never told me why. They refused to answer any questions until yesterday. And when we asked about it yesterday, they said that they did it because they needed to make sure they got this done on time, and that letting us see just a portion of the process of or a portion of those signatures without being complete would have tainted the process. But again, that was state law that they should have let us in there.
So where does it stand now? Will you ever be able to see all of the signatures from either side?
Well, we got a look at those yesterday. We weren't allowed to take pictures of some of those real records. They gave us some samples that, of course, we used on TV yesterday, and those are, you know, posted on some social media sites. So we saw some of those real records, some of those real signatures. Of course, there's thousands and thousands. I couldn't go through them all in, you know, 20, 30 minutes. But we're hoping, I am hoping to see them and get some more time with those signatures. They told us that we weren't allowed to take pictures and videos of them. They are public records, yeah. So it's still a little bit of a gray area as to why we wouldn't be able to. But again, we are still continuously trying to see those and, you know, just get some more information.
So what happens next?
Well, we do know that the mayor is still going through with her motion. She has been trying to get the settlement thrown out. That's the settlement between the Secretary of State and the recall organizers that dropped the threshold of signatures that they needed. So she will be continuing that. She is going to court in the next few days to continue with that. She says she's going through with that because it's not about her, but about democracy and about the voters. So we should see some action with that. We also do know that the recall organizers have made it very clear that they're looking at all their legal possibilities. So we might be expecting some challenges. I do not know how far that would go in court, but this is not over. This is going to be a very long process. We're going to see it drawn out for at least a few weeks. Definitely some court hearings, some motions filed. So expect a few more things out of this for a few more days at least.
Yeah, when you talk about the mayor's litigation, that brings me to your distinction, the way you explained the difference between a registered voter and an accurate voter. I don't know who the mayor's trying to protect because nobody was thrown off the rolls or anything like that, right?
Correct. So when we talk about active registered voters versus inactive registered voters. Active, basic, you're either way, whether you're active or inactive, you are still on the voter rolls. You are still registered to vote, and you can still walk up to any voting precinct during an election and vote on the spot. What those two differences is, or what that means is, if you're active, you are actively voting in elections. You haven't skipped many. You're just actively voting. You go to the precincts or you fill out your mail-in ballots. If you're an inactive voter, that means you just haven't voted in a few elections. But if you do want to vote in an election, all you have to do is walk into the precinct or send in your mail-in ballot and have your ID, and you can vote. So when the Secretary of State agreed to that settlement, no one was removed. All he said was, you know, if we would have had a second canvass like he has wanted to for the past few years, we would have seen about 25,000 people removed from the voter rolls anyways. But I'm not removing anyone right now. Everyone is staying where they're at. This is just for the purpose of the recall. We are just saying this so they can lower the threshold. Everyone is staying. But of course, you know, we have a canvass coming up soon. I do know that they are going to be looking into some of those claims that the recall organizers brought to court with specific people to see if those are accurate or not. So they are looking into cleaning up the voter rolls, but everyone who is a registered voter is still a registered voter. This is not voter disenfranchisement. People can still vote.
Thank you, Alyssa. I appreciate your time and your work. Nice job. Alyssa Curtis, WLTV reporter. When we come back, it's time to manage your money with Mark Rosa, president and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Tommy Tucker back in a flash, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.